Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Trista and Tasmia with your 9am Zlines. In local news, empty shelves and supply chain disruptions. In Queensland, Woolworths workers in Healthwood Chilled and Fresh Distribution Centre voted to accept a new workplace agreement after the 24-hour strike last week. The argument, supported by the Shop Distributive and Allied Employees Association, includes pay rises above inflation and award rate, Woolworths said in the statement on Tuesday afternoon. Previously, Woolworths employees protested in Victoria and New South Wales. Australia's biggest supermarket chain reports the strike caused financial losses of approximately $50 million. While industrial action continues in New South Wales and Victoria, the Queensland hub has been providing contingency supplies for affected areas. Brisbane leads the country in public transport savings, with the Transport Affordability Index reporting an average saving of $3,316 a year. This is largely due to the introduction of 50-cent fares for all public transport in Queensland. Sydney has the worst off on cost, with an increase of $107 a year due to increased toll prices. The index revealed cost of travel falls to $921 on average a year, with public transport fares being the largest driver in cost reduction. The Northern Territory and the ACT also saw public transport fares reduced, with only Queensland making public transport costs reductions permanent. In national news, Bunnings has launched a biosecurity investigation after a New South Wales farmer reported finding a rice plant in militant broom imported from China. Former rice grower of 20 years, Keith Rowe, said he knew rice when he saw it and noticed grains in the broom heads nearly falling over on closer inspection due to the mammoth biosecurity concerns. Bunnings, Australia's biggest hardware chain, released a statement announcing that the brooms were removed from sale, underwent heat treatments at high temperatures and methyl bromide fumigation to ensure seeds were unable to germinate.
The Bureau of Meteorology has issued warnings for Australia, Indonesia, and Philippines after multiple earthquakes this morning. A 3.6 magnitude earthquake was detected off the coast near Port Hedland in Western Australia at 7 a.m. This followed two 5.5 magnitude earthquakes which hit the northern Philippines and coastal Indonesia. BOM has issued a no tsunami warning for Australia, while agencies in the Philippines have warned of damage and aftershocks from the quake. In international news, a Delaware judge has rejected again Elon Musk's $56 billion compensation package, although Tesla's shareholders voted to reinstate it 6 months ago. Judge Kathleen McCormick called the pay excessive, casting uncertainty over Musk's future at one of the world's most valuable companies. The ruling reaffirms the judge's January decision to reject the 2018 compensation package. Tesla has vowed to appeal, leaving the decision to the Supreme Court. For your weather today, Brisbane is rainy. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger warning, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. The moon's phase is a waxing crescent, and the tide is expected to peak at 11:32. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast,